Hi, welcome to Bookie, which unlock big ideas from world bestsellers in audio, text, and mind map. Please download Bookie at Apple Store or Google Play with more features. Get your free mind snack now. Today, we will unlock Kobe Bryant's autobiography, The Mamba Mentality, How I Play. Kobe was an NBA legend and a basketball superstar. In 1996, he took part in the NBA draft, and in 2016, he announced his retirement. He had played for the Lakers for his entire career. Over the course of this 20-year-long career, he won a total of 5 NBA championships and was a 2-time Olympic gold medalist. He was voted most valuable player multiple times in the regular season and in the NBA Finals and All-Star Games. His achievements have made him an idol in the hearts of countless basketball fans. How did Kobe achieve such success? What is the story behind his tremendous basketball career? This bookie will reveal the answers to these questions. During his short life, Kobe produced only this autobiography to provide a definitive and comprehensive summary of his basketball career. In a text that lays bare the secrets behind the athlete's tremendous success, the book encapsulates Kobe's many experiences throughout his life in sport and his approach to inner growth. The book contains many texts in Kobe's personal handwriting. From these, we can discern just how much his career meant to Kobe. Kobe mentions that in this autobiography, he shares everything he knew about basketball, all the experience he had gained from playing, and how he played. Kobe was a strong advocate of the Mamba mentality, which the book explores in detail. So just what is this Mamba mentality? Let us first pause and take a moment to understand Kobe's nickname, Black Mamba. The Black Mamba is a snake native to parts of sub-Saharan Africa, one of the world's swiftest moving snakes. When Kobe adopted the moniker, he hoped that, like the characteristics of his namesake, his performance on the basketball court would be equally fast and accurate. Kobe never gave up in seeking excellence and pursuing the spirit. This was how his attitude was christened the Mamba mentality. Kobe said, "The mindset of Mamba mentality isn't about seeking a result. It's more about the process of getting to that result. It's about the journey and the approach." This book looks at the components of the Mamba mentality, dissecting its influence on Kobe's basketball career with surgical precision. Kobe shared all of his experiences and the lessons he learned over the course of his 20-year-long career in the hopes that others can gain strength from his journey and that his indomitable spirit encourages them to find the courage to go forward in their own respective journeys. Hence, Kobe said that this is not merely a basketball story. Above all, it is a book to spur others on with the Mamba mentality. This was Kobe's primary motivation for putting pen to paper. Now, we will interpret this book for you through 3 separate parts so that we can enter Kobe's spiritual world together. Part 1, hard work and eagerness to learn. Part 2, never giving up. Part 3, fully focused on the game. Some people are destined to succeed, not because they have natural talent, but because they are passionate and determined enough to transform every ounce of their potential into a positive strength. Kobe Bryant was one such person. Kobe's father was a former NBA professional basketball player. Under his father's influence, from a tender age, Kobe developed an obsessive interest in basketball. Every single day, he exercised his obsession, learning new skills and techniques. Perhaps it was thanks to genes that he inherited a particular gift for basketball and was able to pick up the game more quickly than other kids. Despite his youth, this allowed him to develop a solid repertoire of fundamental basketball skills. From the day he entered the league, when he was just a fledgling player, Kobe resolved to become a great basketball player who would go down in the history of the game. He was driven. He wanted to be someone who would dominate the basketball courts. Due to his strong desire to win, Kobe excelled without the aid of external forces or others' persuasion. His personal goals were higher than the highest expectations that anybody else could have for him. From the age of 17, Kobe acquired the habit of weight training. This sort of rigorous training was particularly effective in enhancing performance. Kobe stuck unwaveringly to his weight training routine every week and sustained it throughout the course of his 20-year-long career without a day's deviation. For a basketball professional, building strength, maintaining fitness, and shooting practice are crucial aspects of training. It is a relentless routine. However, Kobe did not adhere strictly to the same procedures as every other team member. He varied the way he organized his training all the time. He was continuously reflective and engaged in simulations during his exercise regime. To achieve optimal results, he adjusted his fitness plans, adapting them to his physical state and level of agility. This sort of mindfulness-driven training methodology allowed Kobe to achieve maximum effect with less effort. There was a saying that used to go the rounds at the NBA, "Have you ever seen Los Angeles at 4 a.m?" This saying originated from none other than Kobe. In order to balance family and career, he chose to sacrifice his sleep and use the nighttime to train instead. He would make the best of every waking hour. Kobe did not waste any time or slacken off throughout his training. Should he feel weary or tired, he would take a short power nap in the locker room or in his car. If anybody from the Lakers team arrived early at the arena, they would often see Kobe there already, taking a quick nap. Although the long hours of grueling training were tough on Kobe, they made him resilient, better, and stronger. Kobe, who immensely loved both his family and his basketball, could only maintain his high levels of competitiveness over the years through strenuous effort. His application was such that the average person would find it difficult to imagine. Beyond simple hard graft, another key factor that enabled Kobe to rapidly gain strength and improve his skills was his extraordinary attention to detail. Pau Gasol, an ex-teammate of Kobe, recalled how Kobe's meticulous attention to detail left him with a profound impression. Even if it were very late at night, Kobe would eagerly invite him to study filmed recordings of past games. The habit of replaying the games on film was another procedure Kobe had acquired from a young age. All his life, he was deeply immersed in the process of researching styles of play by watching film records. He used this process not only to observe the players' movements and techniques, but also to try to predict how a game was likely to unfold. And from there, imagine what alternative actions could be taken to counter those deviations. This habit enabled Kobe to be better prepared and hence a lot more effective in the live arena. Apart from his study of the recordings of previous tournaments, Kobe also made a point to read the referee's handbook. In the handbook, Kobe discovered a loophole in the rules that he could exploit. Each referee had a designated zone in the court where he was supposed to be. A referee would always have certain blind spots or dead zones where the ball and player's actions could not be observed. Within these dead zones, specific minor violations go unnoticed. The action on the basketball court is often highly volatile. Opportunities can slip through a player's fingers very easily. Yet, by making clever use of these dead zones, Kobe could create discreet, inconspicuous opportunities, giving himself an edge while avoiding the referee's dreaded penalty whistle. Although this was essentially a type of rule-breaking behavior, it reflected Kobe's almost obsessive attention to every detail. This particular trait was further reflected in the high demands he placed on signature trainers. Unlike many other sports personalities who cared more about the aesthetics of their footwear, Kobe placed utmost emphasis on how his signature trainers performed. In order to ensure that his shoes would not slip and would offer his ankles ultimate protection, Kobe practically demanded absolute perfection in every detail, be it the shoe's weight distribution, material, or cut. Every thread and every stitch had to meet his exceptional standards. Inspired by football boots, he developed a range of low-cut basketball shoes. They were designed to offer more torque to players' ankles and lower legs than regular sports footwear. In Kobe's mind, basketball shoes should be capable of providing a significant boost to players on the court. It was not enough for them to simply look good or be comfortable. Because of his perseverance and hard work, his sponsors finally launched the revolutionary Kobe 4 trainers, which paved the way for a new trend in basketball shoes. Aside from his conscientious and meticulous attitude, Kobe's curiosity and eagerness for self-improvement were further beneficial strengths. He was forever humble and sought the guidance of his predecessors, thereby gleaning new knowledge from their experiences. Within the NBA, some gifted young players let their fame and natural talent go to their heads. It caused them to be arrogant, dismissive of everything and everyone. By contrast, Kobe was not too self-important to humble himself before others in order to learn from them. It was worth it in terms of what he valued the most. For Kobe, the noble honor of becoming a champion was above all else. To become a great player, he would not pass up any chance to better himself. When he first met his famous Lakers predecessor Jerry West, Kobe was tireless in seeking the older player's guidance. Kobe quizzed West on his legendary moments on the basketball court, looking for the stories behind the myths. And when Kobe became acquainted with Irvin "Magic" Johnson, he asked the star player about his experiences in the game and interrogated the older player's signature way of passing the ball, the spin move off the dribble, which had become Johnson's most notable claim to fame. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, the all-time leading scorer in NBA history, was also among those whom Kobe learned from. From this exceptional center who made it to the Naismith Memorial Basketball Hall of Fame, Kobe learned how to play in the post, a move involving reversing past the opposition's defense. Kobe also picked up some training strategies from Abdul-Jabbar, and these insights set the foundation for his expansive offensive skills in the later stage of his career. From the glove, Gary Payton, an all-star player who made a name for himself playing defense, he learned the means to break through screens and counter pick-and-roll tactics. Even the king of boxing Muhammad Ali helped Kobe immensely, despite the fact that he was not even playing a similar sport. This sports personality was near flawless in his use of psychological strategies in the ring. Kobe greatly admired Ali and often mimicked the psychological tricks he had developed and applied them in basketball tournaments. Those approaches reaped great rewards. Upon entering the NBA, Kobe's play took off, rapidly improving in leaps and bounds. He transformed himself from a green newbie, blossoming into a formidable basketball star. The factors we have mentioned propelled his success: a foundation of tough, well-disciplined training, close attention to detail, and his eagerness to learn from others' prowess, together drove relentless improvement in Kobe's performance. Today, we are just sharing limited content. To unlock more key insights of world-class bestseller, please download our app. Just search for BOOKEY at Apple Store or Google Play. Get your free mind snack now.
Dir hat dieser Podcast gefallen? Dann klicke jetzt auf Abonnieren und empfehle ihn weiter. Bleib immer auf dem Laufenden und folge uns bei Twitter, Instagram und Facebook. Mehr Podcasts findest du auf meinpodcast.de.